Welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the weekend perspective, including planetary ingresses and the daily transits. Now let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to the weekend. Yes, here we are, Friday, May 17th, 2024. Going to look at all the themes for the weekend. And this is the last call for full moon volunteers. We've got a full moon happening up on the next pod. We'll be talking about it. It's happening next week. So if you'd like me to use your chart as an example, you can send that request to my email. That's astrologydiva, D-V-A, at gmail.com. Now, if you're a first-time listener, or first-time volunteer rather, or first-time listener as well, you please include those details, birth, date, time, and location as accurately as you can get it to me so that the chart, you know, represents your actual natal chart. That would be great. I also have been mentioning recently that if you don't want me to use your name, totally get it, then just include that information as well, that if you're okay for me to use your name on the pod. We're also getting near the end of May, so those May mailbag questions are always appreciated. So you can send those as well to my email. Okay, let's get to those themes for the weekend. Let's have a look at those planetary ingresses. We've got two to talk about now. Let's break it down. A planetary ingress just means a planet is changing sign. And that's why in this section of the pod, I'm usually talking about the moon, because it's our fastest moving planet out there. So moon's currently in Virgo. And then by tomorrow, it's going to move into Libra. Libra, cardinal air. So that really means that, you know, your emotional responses, your default, your comfort zone, that's basically what's described by the moon, is going to be more air-based. So that means perhaps a bit more objective. There's a diplomacy piece to Libra, right, with the scales being everything being balanced, you know, and that idea around fairness, equity. These are all potential responses that you may be, you know, basing yourself on while the moon is in Libra. The other ingress that's happening is, of course, on Monday, the sun is moving into Gemini. This is what we call, right, a solar ingress. So we're changing, the sun is moving into Gemini in your all the transits, and it's basically welcome to Gemini season. So all those Geminis out there, it's an opportunity to celebrate them, all their flexibility, being logical, the multitaskers in your life. You know, Geminis, sun and Gemini, they love puzzles and language, and you can see me, feel me being kind of dynamic. Geminis are very excited. You know, as a former teacher and a lifelong student, Geminis very much appeal to me. They love the whole, you know, communication, language, that definitely high energy, flitting from one project to another. That's what you can expect when you're dealing with someone with sun in Gemini. All right, well, there's one really interesting aspect pattern that's happening this weekend. It's on Saturday, and it's called a kite. And that is, I want you to imagine just a traditional-looking kite that you took out when you were a kid, out to the park. It's, you know, a smaller triangle on top of a really big triangle. And that's basically what comprises it, a mini grand trine. And this is this mini grand trine that we've been dealing with for a while. This is this Jupiter-Pluto-Neptune thing. And then there's a big, beautiful grand trine involving the sun, moon, and Pluto. Now, what drives a kite is the opposition that comes right up the middle of the kite. And in this case, it's an opposition of the moon and Neptune. Here, we're trying to balance, you know, idealism, imagination, your subconscious. That's all ruled by Neptune, maybe a little bit of blurriness or lack of clarity. And on the other side of the opposition is where we find comfort, how we nurture ourselves or others, rather, and our emotions, our feelings. And so we're kind of balancing these two. And that's very much the driving force of the driving energy of the kite. Now, the other planets that are involved, you know, may be, you know, causing you to have to look at this this imbalance between a moon and Neptune. And it might be around, you know, huge change. And I say that because we've got Jupiter here. Jupiter and the sun, by the way, on Saturday will be exactly conjunct. And so this is very much, you know, bolstering your goals, your purpose, really motoring forward in things that you're striving for. You know, there's a lot of positivity. Sometimes it can be even overwhelming. Jupiter can be really overwhelming for some people. It's related to higher meaning and purpose. And so it's quite visionary. I think that there'll be really an opportunity to really, ignite that vision and purpose that you feel you may be working towards over a long period of time. That's your podcast for today. I really hope you get something out of it. It's been almost 5 years now that I've been having this podcast and stepping up onto my astrological soapbox, as it were, and letting you know what I see. It's a joy for me. It keeps my astrological skills sharp. So I really appreciate you tuning in. If you enjoy it, I would just ask you do all that fun social media stuff, rate, review, subscribe. It just makes it easier for people to find me. Share it with friends and family. All right. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.